All right, Trouble Side, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Resh Lamed Tes. So remember again, in Perikov Gimel in chapter 23, the title here is Bedarchei Knias Ha'anava. Ultimately, again, the manner in which we acquire the attribute of humility. So we began speaking of, so the Ramchal essentially went ahead and focused on two areas. The first one was Regilus, which was physical habituation, that a person engages in certain behaviors, and certain behaviors lead me to Anava. The second level was what he called Hisbonin Hu Al Yonim Shon, thinking about specific things, or thinking about different things. So we're now focusing on the things that we could think about in order to engender a sense of humility. So Vahasheni, Hu Inyan Chiluf Todos Hazman, Berov Timuro Sehen. This is quite fascinating. One of the things that engenders a sense of humility is thinking about the way things change over time. I would say this is so profound and I think so incredibly, apropos, or really just relevant to the times we're living in. Sometimes a person should just think about how quickly things could change over time. In what sense? Kia Ashir, Kalios Ani. Let's say a person becomes arrogant regarding his wealth. So a person who's wealthy today could be poor tomorrow. V'hamoshel le'eved. A person who's a ruler today could be a servant tomorrow. V'hamichubad le'nikle. A person who's honored today could become degraded and despised tomorrow. And I will say, so what Ramchal says is, arrogance usually stems from something. So whether that something is something external to you, like your wealth, like your covet, or something internal to you, like your intellect, or something like that, Ramchal says, things change. Things change. And what's true today may very well not be true tomorrow. He goes on, he says, if ultimately I know my circumstances could change so quickly, then how can I become arrogant about something I have today when I know full well that I could potentially lose it tomorrow? Kama mine chaloim yicholim chas vechalila lavo al adam sheitztarech b'mopiv lischanin l'mishi yazor oso. Say these words are incredible. How chas v'shalom, a person who is so self-assured today could become, and so independent today, could become sick and so dependent tomorrow. Incredible words. Kamat saros chas v'chalila yicholim lavo alav. So today life is tranquil and today life is fine and everything fits into place. Chas v'shalom, how many saros could come upon me just in a moment's notice? Sheitztarich laleches l'shachar p'nei rabim. And ultimately, again, those tzaras will cause me to be dependent and reliant on so many people. Asher ma'as lefamim laseis lem shalom l'man yilo l'moshiim. So I say, so sometimes, you know, people are condescending or dismissive of others because maybe they feel, I don't need anyone else. I'm independent. And then how ironic is it that sometimes we have such a reversal of fate that we become, or not of fate, we have such a reversal of circumstances that we become dependent on those very individuals who we were dismissive of just a short while before. Udvarim eila anachnu roem be'einenu dvar yom biyomo. We see these things happen every day. We'll say, see, understand how profound this is. What Ramchal says is, gaiva comes from a certain sense of assuredness. Because a person says, listen, I got this thing called life. I've got it all figured out. I've got my covet. I've got my money. I've got my health. I've got all the things that allow me to be self-assured. Now, I must say, remember, being self-assured is a good thing. Gaiva is just taking self-assuredness to an arrogant degree. It's a very important chilik. But Ramchal says, how could a person ever become arrogant over anything that they have or possess in life? When a person knows all too well that anything you have now can be taken from you in the very next moment. The people who you think you are quote-unquote better than now could be the very people that you are dependent on, mamish, for your life in the next moment. The Ramchal says the world changes. So he will say, you know the story of the Ramchal, that it's just sometimes these words are so profound about how much life changes. You know, the Ramchal was Moshe Chaim Sata, was a budding Talmud Chacham. But then ultimately, the story at least is told that one day he went ahead and he shared with some of his disciples that when he has difficulty deciphering certain parts of Torah, so he has conversations with angels who are able to help him understand things. So remember, Ramchal lives not so long after Shabtai Tzvi. So Ramchal was also a student of Lurianne Kabbalah. So anyone after Shabtai Tzvi who was talking about Lurianne Kabbalah, couple that with some angels, that was it. That was it. And he was blacklisted. He was blacklisted, could not find a job. I'm talking about couldn't be like a first grade Rebbe. Nobody would hire him for anything. Forget about being a Rosh Yeshiva. Just teaching Torah on any level, right? High school, elementary school, nothing. Malami Tinokos, he could not find anything. So the Ramchal decides to emigrate with his family to Eretz Yisrael. There are conflicting versions of the story, but they died in a plague. They died in a plague in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramchal was 39 years old. 39 years old when he passed away. So we'll say, so when you know his life story and you read these words, and you hear what the Ramchal says, that like, things that look so assured today, the world just has a way, circumstances have a way of just changing so dramatically. It's heartbreaking because the Ramchal, when he wrote these words, like a lot of times when great people write words, they don't understand the prophetic nature of their words. So he didn't realize how dramatically amazing his words spoke about his own life. His own life. But this is true, and the truth is, and as I was looking at this last night, I was very overwhelmed by these words, because are we not living through these words today? Is this not what we see happening in our world today? Think about this. You know, 3 weeks ago, if someone would have told us that this is what our world would look like, that this is what our lives in Baruch Hashem, we are so fortunate that within our community, that Baruch Hashem, we feel there's a storm happening around us, but we feel still a certain sense of, who would have thought that this would have been our life? Or and again, we're lucky, we're so fortunate, we look around what's happening around the world, who would have thought that this is what would be happening in the world? In these 3 weeks ago, if somebody would have told you this, would have said, you're crazy, right? Or you're an alarmist, it's too hyperbolic. And then Ramchal says, sometimes we get a little bit carried away with ourselves and a little bit carried away with life, because kind of we think we've gotten in the bag, you know? I've got this down, I've owned this. And Ramchal says, just never become a Baal Gaiva, because whatever you think contributes to an unhealthy sense of assuredness today could just as easily be taken from you tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll let Miras Hashem pick up with the continuation of the same theme tomorrow.